Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
A perfect continuation without sounding repetitive or stale. When there's a breakup, you always wind up picking a side. Sometimes you know right away whose side you're taking. Sometimes circumstances cause you to choose one person over the other. You tell the uncoupled couple that you care for both of them, but no one can be Switzerland when it comes to relational dissolution. This was me in 1994 when Uncle Tupelo broke up, citing the euphemistic creative differences. I saw the signs, but kept assuring myself that they'll work it out. Even when Jay Farrar sang, "Take My Picture Off the Wall," and Jeff Tweedy countered with, "Give back my TV," I hoped they wouldn't give back the keys to their hearts. However, the animosity was real, and reconciliation did not come. The finality of the breakup hit in March of 1995 when Jeff released AM with his new band, Wilco. The assets had been divided. Jay took Mike Heidorn, and Jeff got Ken Coomer, Max Johnson, and John Sturratt. Were these remarriages hasty? Perhaps. Could counseling have worked? Maybe. But hey, they both seemed happy. I bought AM, and while I enjoyed spending time with it, I kept asking, "Where's Jay? Wouldn't it be better if Jay was here?" I missed Jay. I missed Jay and Jeff together. But this Wilco outfit's good, and while not a replacement for Uncle Tupelo, a capable substitute. While I don't remember the specific date, sometime in September of 1995, Jay Farrar re-entered my life. A glorious Vermont early fall day was made better when 103.1 The Point played a song called "Windfall." May the wind take your troubles away. Both feet on the floor, two hands on the wheel. May the wind take your troubles away. I didn't know who Sunvolt was, but I knew that voice, and it sounds like heaven. Trace, the debut from Jay's new band, ruled over my CD player for months. The balladry of "Tear-Stained Eye" and "Loose String," the driving power of "Root" and "Drown." It was euphoric to have Jay back. So much so that I forgot about Jeff, forgot about AM, and forgot about Wilco. Trace was so good that I completely missed the release of the second Wilco album being there. Without the animosity or bitterness, I had become Farrar-like in my feelings toward "that bass player," as Farrar called Tweedy in his 2013 memoir. I know I promised to remain neutral, to support both parties, but the brilliance of Trace put me into Team Farrar forever. Well, my name is Noah Crane, and I've hijacked Rockin' the Suburbs to talk about Straightaways, the sophomore album by Sunvolt. It was the follow-up record to the aforementioned Trace, which is a Mount Rushmore alt-country album. Now, we all know second albums are challenging. It's easy to see why so many sophomore records fail and show up on podcast episodes and Twitter lists. Not the case for album number 2 from Sunvolt. There is no sophomore slump or sophomore album syndrome for them. Straightaways is a companion piece to Trace, a perfect continuation without sounding repetitive or stale. It could almost be viewed as part of a trilogy that includes their next album, Wide Swing Tremolo. With little fanfare, despite the critical love for Trace, Straightaways was released in April of 1997. Do you know what a caryatid is? I didn't, upon hearing the lead-off single Caryatid Easy for the first time. It wasn't until studying Roman architecture in college that I learned the meaning. It's a column shaped like a woman, by the way. But I still don't know what it means in the song. Farrar's lyrics are often inscrutable, much like the man himself. But his raw, road-weary voice is what draws you in. And I remember one faded summer. And I remember the curtain call. Those words, along with a driving guitar riff, are the opening salvo from Straightaways. The album has three rockers, reminiscent of Drown and Root from Trace, but its focus is more on balladry. On Last Minute Shakedown, Farrar sings, "It's not easy to change," which is a rare window into his personality. Despite some lineup changes, I get the impression that Mr. Farrar might be hard to work with. Sunvolt hasn't deviated much from their sound over 30 years and 11 albums. That sound, which is one part punk, one part folk, one part alternative rock, and one part country, which is then perfectly paired with Jay's yearning, soulful monotone. It's not easy to change, but if you have that combination, why would you change? The heart of this record is track 5, Creosote. It's poetry set to pedal steel, with another antiquated term used as a song title. More than just the residue left in your chimney after a fire, creosote is a preservative. I think that is how Jay sees his music. He's preserving a style and a way of seeing the world. This is a guy, by the way, who had a custom guitar made from items he found at the site of Woody Guthrie's home in Oklahoma. He is both preserving and persevering, or, to use his words, barrel through thick and thin, side by side, to survive like creosote. Straightaways is an album of faded summers, shelf-stored memories, railroad dreams, and near misses. If you checked out on Sunvolt after Trace, or sided with Jeff Tweedy in the Uncle Tupelo divorce, Straightaways politely asks, "Let me back into your world."
Living for the flashes and fades and takes you down. Familiar, deserted byways. Shelves. stored in memories. Lead you where you've been no long ago. And guess who's guessing?
I forgot about Jeff, forgot about AM, and forgot about Wilco.